In this video, we're going to talk about all the foods you need to avoid if you want to get out of your depression. The first food I want to mention is sugar. If you just cut out sugar, you're going to be milestones ahead in your recovery. Sugar is so damaging to the body and to your mood. It's going to cause you to go up and down in moods, have crazy mood swings. It depletes B vitamins in your body. Things like sugar, white starches, they act like drugs in the body. Your body actually has to use up vitamins and minerals to process sugar and get rid of it effectively. When you eat sugar, your body has to go into almost a flight or fight response. It has to release insulin to swoop up the sugar, has to quickly dump it off and store it as fat, and then it has to totally downregulate that response, release cortisol, and bring you back to baseline. Sugar is kind of tricky because there's so many different names for sugar on an ingredient label. I've included in one of the worksheets a huge list of common different names for sugar on ingredient labels, because a lot of manufacturers, they'll sneak sugar in, or they'll even put it into two different forms so it looks like there's not as much sugar, or it's not first on the ingredients list. But you need to stop eating sugar. If you stop eating sugar, you're going to feel a lot better. Another thing I'm just going to label, just like sugar, is white flour. It's in cookies, bagels, cakes, all those little treats. It just acts just like sugar, spikes your insulin all the same. Need to avoid white flour as well. Trust me, the salads will start to taste better than the cookies. Second thing you want to stop eating is wheat. Now, for some people, they can digest wheat effectively, but especially for you, if you're depressed, especially just go through the food allergy test. Make sure you can eat wheat and tolerate it effectively. Honestly, I don't see why you'd want to keep eating wheat with all the new research out there. There's the whole paleo revolution going on. Books like Wheat Belly, they just go way into how wheat acts just like an opiate in our bodies. It can be more addicting than a drug. When you eat gluten, it can irritate the digestive tract to the point where if you're eating a lot of bread, glutinous foods, your digestive tract will be irritated and you won't be able to absorb the other nutrients from the other foods that you're eating as effectively. Gluten can also lower serotonin, which could be the result of your depression or your anxiety. A lot of people too have a mild form of celiac disease, and if you're one of these people, just stopping the consumption of gluten, if you have a form of celiac disease, could cure your depression entirely. There's now findings that have been released where people have cured their bipolar just by stopping their consumption of gluten, because they had celiac disease, they had mild food allergy they didn't realize they had, they got rid of the gluten in their diet, and their symptoms went away. So again, gluten, you gotta try cutting this out. If you have really hard time cutting that out, it could also mean you're a little addicted to gluten, which I would say is a more of a warning flag than anything. A lot of nutritionists call gluten a brain allergen because of its addictive response and opiate-like effect on the body. Okay, you gotta cut out the sugar, you gotta cut out the white flour, the starches, the cookies, the cakes, the candy. Third thing you need to cut out is vegetable oils. I'm talking about canola oil. There's a few other vegetable oils, but the main one is canola oil. The thing with vegetable oils is they're very unstable omega-6 fats. And by unstable, I mean they oxidize very easily. So when something gets oxidized into your body, that's what causes damage to the cells. Another thing with omega-6 fats is they'll compete with the omega-3 fats in your brain. And when you have lowered omega-3 fats, you're not going to function properly. You're not going to feel as good. We do need a little omega-6 fats in our body, and guarantee you, you're most likely getting plenty. Most of us get way too much, especially if we're eating too many vegetable oils. Too much omega-6 fats produce inflammation in the body and reducing our moods. Recent research has even shown that some Scandinavians have a genetic inability to manufacture chemicals from GLA to PGE1. Lack of the inability to do this is also associated with depression. Nowadays, everyone's using canola oil, or rates of depression are way higher. You gotta cut the canola oil out. The good news is you can replace the canola oil with butter, cream, and coconut oil. So don't be worried. about cutting out the vegetable oils, and it's a lot better the other way. So we're cutting out sugar, we're cutting out wheat, cutting out vegetable oils. The fourth thing I want to mention is soy. I'm probably going to get a little resistance when I mention cutting out soy, but you need to look at all the recent research surrounding soy and why you should cut it out. Although we thought soy was an awesome health food, it actually messes up your digestion, raises your estrogen, and is likely to affect the neurotransmitters in your brain. There was a research study done that showed that babies that were fed soy milk actually had 17,000 times higher levels of estrogen in their body than babies that were fed human milk or cow's milk. And soy contains mineral blocking phytates that can mess with your thyroid function. There's a few forms of fermented soy that I've included in the worksheet that you can eat. Be a little careful about, but you're gonna wanna be wary of soy. If you eat a lot of soy in your diet, at the very least, just please do a lot of research. Just experiment with cutting the soy out of your diet for a few weeks to a month and just see how you feel. They've done a lot of research on the levels of estrogen and depression with soy. You gotta cut it out. At least gotta try to cut it out if you're serious about curing your depression. So we're cutting out sugar, wheat, vegetable oils, soy. Fifth thing I want to mention is artificial ingredients. Everything you eat, check for artificial ingredients, check for artificial colorings, check for certain preservatives. Those types of artificial ingredients aren't good for your body. They're going to make you feel worse. And lastly, if you can, avoid pesticides. Eat organic whenever possible. I know some people, you might not be able to find local grown food or farmers markets, but whenever you can, make sure you try to aim for organic when you're getting your vegetables and your fruits. Okay, the next culprit of depression is caffeine. Sorry if you love your coffee. If you have severe depression, you're going to want to try cutting it out, see how it affects you. Caffeine has been shown to deplete your B vitamins, lower your immune system. A lot of people, it can raise up levels of anxiety and stress. It can over-acidify the body, raise the pH levels. Caffeine has been shown to inhibit serotonin and melatonin. So if you're drinking caffeine on a regular basis and you have symptoms of low serotonin, you can't sleep well, cutting out caffeine will do wonders for you. If you have to, you can stick to something like low-strength green tea. But if you are trying a lot of the supplements I recommend, for me personally, when I wake up in the morning, if I take a tyrosine, that's way better for me than caffeine anyways. Nowadays, if I drink caffeine, it just makes me jittery and anxious. I normally have plenty of energy to last me the day, and it's going to last all day, and I'm going to sleep good at the end of the day. So if you drink a lot of caffeine, try experimenting with cutting it out completely or just very low doses to see if it starts bringing the serotonin back, if you start sleeping better, you start feeling better. Next food to avoid is milk. Talking mainly cow's milk. A lot of people have the inability to digest cow's milk properly. With milk, I want to encourage you to test this one out as well. Some people can handle milk fine. A lot of people, they can't drink straight milk. They can eat yogurt, cottage cheese, things like that. But straight milk is going to cause more of an allergic reaction for them. Milk is another one of those things you want to test when you're testing for your food allergies, going through the food allergy worksheet. I used to drink tons and tons and tons of milk all the time, almost like half a gallon even a day. The thing I didn't realize was milk, I don't digest it properly. It makes sense because my mom can't drink it at all. When I drink milk, I get a little bloated, makes me feel a little more tired, and it's probably not doing good things to my digestion because I don't digest it right. So milk is one thing I avoid. If I drink a little glass of milk every now and then, it's not going to kill me. But I avoid milk. Only things I really eat is yogurt. Next item you want to cut out is alcohol. Alcohol, it makes sense. Alcohol is a depressant. A lot of alcohol is derived from wheat products. So if you have a wheat allergy especially, a lot of alcoholic drinks have sugar in it. Do your best to avoid alcohol. At least limit it to something like maybe a glass of red wine once in a blue moon. Reduce your amount of alcohol, see how much better you feel, and see how it lifts your depression. Next thing you don't want to eat is processed meats. I'm talking about bacon with nitrates, cold cuts, deli meats, all those little sandwich meats you find at the grocery store. Okay, so we're cutting out all these foods, And I can hear it in some of you guys' minds that you hate me right now. You got to cut out your pasta or you got to stop drinking alcohol. But before you totally dismiss any of this, you got to realize a lot of the times why we feel such resistance to stop eating these foods is because you can actually literally get addicted to certain food types. A lot of foods will make you feel unnaturally good because you're not metabolizing them properly. The allergens that attack undigested foreign food particles actually release psychoactive chemicals when they do this. When these antigens attack these foods we're allergic to, it can kind of have an endorphin effect, making us feel good and grow to love this food that we're eating, but we're allergic to it. So you want to experiment with cutting all this stuff out. Just see if cutting out wheat is why you were depressed. If you have celiac disease, you cut out wheat and you feel good. It's going to take a few weeks. You got to make sure you be serious about it. But you can literally be addicted to these types of foods like drugs. It's best to get the withdrawal over with and cure your depression. So we've talked about all these foods you can't eat. We've talked about being addicted to some of these foods you can't eat. Now here's a simple way. If you're like, I don't want to cut out milk or wheat for the rest of my life, or maybe I've been eating this type of food and every time I eat this type of food I notice I don't feel as good. There's a really easy way to see if these are bringing you down and causing you depression, and it's called testing for food allergies. There's a lot of labs that you can do this at, but personally it's a lot easier just to do it yourself. At the end of the day, I can't tell you, eat this menu plan, eat this diet plan, and you're going to be cured of your depression, because everybody's different. I'm different from the next guy. He can eat more milk or potatoes than I can. You got to experiment and kind of feel out how your body best reacts to different things. So what you can do is you can do the food allergy test. Basically what you do is you cut out all the milk, all the wheat, all these common problem foods for 2 weeks. Then at the end of those 2 weeks, at one meal, you just eat one of those foods. So let's say you're addicted to wheat. You go 2 weeks, don't eat any wheat at all, and then just eat a plate of pasta or bread. If you think dairy is the problem, get a glass of milk, some yogurt, some cheese, and some cottage cheese. Eat all that in one meal. Take your pulse before you eat the food, 5 minutes after you eat the food, and then 25 minutes after that. I got this technique from the book Depression Free Naturally. This is what I use to test for my own allergies. And if your beat is 12 beats per minute, higher or lower than when you first ate the food, it could be a sign that you're allergic to the food. Other symptoms could be you feel anxious, you feel more irritable, you get bloated, all these different uncomforts you may experience when you eat this questionable food. So go 2 weeks without the food, eat a meal just of that food, check your pulse, check your symptoms, check your emotions, if you're irritable or not, and see if you're allergic to it. If you're testing multiple foods at the same time, wait a few days before you test the next one. Don't test them all on the same day because it could give you some conflicting results. You don't really know what's causing what. Sometimes allergic reactions to food can take a few hours to happen. But this is what I did. I completely just, no, I'm not allergic to anything. I can digest it all. I totally didn't believe any of that stuff. I took 2 weeks, cut out all the milk and gluten in my diet. Then I ate a bowl of pasta. I got way bloated and felt like crap after I ate it. And when I drank milk, I got not as severely bloated as the gluten. I still got bloated, still had the same effect. So I cut out all gluten in my diet, and I haven't had a severe relapse of depression for over 2-3 years. I did the same thing with milk. Milk, I can still eat yogurt. I can still eat certain dairy products with no problem. But I cut out drinking milk, I cut out eating tons of it, and I feel a lot better as a result. So those are the foods you can eat. You gotta avoid the sugar, the soy, the white starch, the alcohol, the caffeine, artificial ingredients. Cut it all out, see how you feel. Who knows, maybe you got a celiac disease, cutting out gluten is gonna cure your depression. Who knows, maybe all the sugar and the alcohol you've been drinking and the depressive effect that it has The depletion of B vitamins and the caffeine is causing your mood to be lower on a day-to-day basis. You're allergic to some of these foods. You test it out, you cut them out, and you're going to be relieved of your depression. Take your nutrition very seriously. Cut out these foods. See how you feel. I'll see you in the next video.